what's your problem with cigars? That's the scuttlebutt that I hear.
Yeah, I grew up working the tobacco fields for my family. They do the broadleaf tobacco and spent my summers out there getting a nice tan and getting a workout. And then just 2 years ago, I decided let's open a farm stand.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Brittany Hinckley from Hinckley Harvest in Westfield. Brittany, you're relatively new to this business, but you're not new to farming. Are you farming on your family's land?
Correct.
And you're just doing more than just tobacco.
Right.
So did you have to like sneak out there? Like there was all these tobacco plants?
You know, like I used to sneak out to actually smoke tobacco. You're like trying to sneak out to plant a non-tobacco garden.
Well, yeah, I still sneak out to smoke some of that. But now, yeah, I sneak out and grab up some land that they're not using and throw some of my vegetable seeds out there.
Now, what's interesting, and I think some people don't even know this about the history of the Valley, especially like transplants of the Valley, the tobacco farming legacy was and is an important part of farming. But most farms in the area are not growing tobacco for smoking. What is the tobacco grown for?
The tobacco is grown for cigar wrappers. So they put all their effort into making like the best leaf possible.
So it's a very high quality product, but it's a crop that is at the whim of the economy.
Uh-huh.
And when the economy goes bust, then no one's smoking higher quality cigars, and the cigar wrapper high quality that's produced here, there are no buyers.
They're not being made here by and large, right? We're shipping them to like other countries.
Right. Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, yeah. Somewhere down there.
Soon to be Cuba, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. It'll be a Hadley and like Westfield and Pioneer Valley wrappers. But you decided not to do that, Brittany,
right.
And to kind of to go your own way with Hinckley Harvest in Westfield. So what are you growing?
I'm growing lots of sweet corn, lots of tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, strawberries, the winter squash of acorn and butternut.
You brought a big box of gourds, these beautiful looking gourds that are perfect for decorations and for painting still lifes.
Correct.
But we still have not figured out, I think they're from another planet.
Since they might be.
None of us can eat them, and even some animals don't eat them, but they're so gorgeous and weird.
Your family didn't have a farm stand, and all of a sudden there's a farm stand in town. How did you get the word out? How did that work?
If you build it, they will come, and that's what happened. And
wait, so you built a cornfield where we can see magic baseball players?
Maybe. You got to come out and check it out.
People will come, Ray.
Well, that does bring up the other part of your life, doesn't it? A reveal.
Softball at Keene State. So in my off time in the winter, I assistant coach at Keene State for softball.
You have a partnership with Keene State in regards to softball, but you have a partnership with Westfield State University when it comes to farming. How does that interact?
A chef stopped in a farm stand last year looking for some fresh local produce. Since then, it's been great. They come over, grab whatever they need, whatever I have. I'll send them a text, say, I'm looking at 400 pounds of butternut. Can you help me out? Yep, drop it off tomorrow.
Wow, that's
Thank
great.
Thank you.
It's good to have a bunch of hungry mouths all in one place that
need
to get fed. We're also working with restaurants in the Westfield area.
Too. Right. Shout out to Skyline Trading Company in Westfield and Nora's and Louis B's over in Southwick. So yeah, they used all through the summer when I had stuff growing real quick. They were coming and grabbing it.
So you're pretty close to Westfield State University. So if you're hungry for lunch, do you actually go there?
All the time. Or breakfast. Their breakfast burritos are on point.
And is it fun to see an item that they bought for you being on the menu there?
Pumpkin whoopie pies.
Ah,
you have to go there and get those. They are amazing.
Brittany Hinckley from Hinckley Harvest in Westfield and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.